Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about your continuing work with FFA.
Absolutely. The Oklahoma Beef Council is in its 14th year of working with FFA through its Masters of Beef Advocacy Program. This free, self-guided online course provides farmers, ranchers, and all members of the beef community, including our youth, the tools to become beef advocates and answer tough questions about beef and raising cattle. In 2024, we were thrilled to have 67 FFA chapters across Oklahoma participate in the program, with 51 chapters completing eligibility, meaning they had at least 8 students complete the program. We award $6,000 in prizes each year to instructors from the various chapters through a prize drawing, and we are so thankful to Oklahoma FFA and their continued support of the program. This year, we had over 1,000 students complete the program, which means 1,000 new beef advocates in Oklahoma.
Thanks, Heather. Learn more about your beef checkoff by going to oklabeef.org.
Well, farm bill discussions happening all throughout the nation and across the state, including Senator James Lankford. He's going to be hosting Senator John Bozeman from Arkansas, the lead Republican on the Senate Ag Committee, this Friday, May 17th. They'll be in Oklahoma City for a roundtable discussion with stakeholders on Oklahoma's priorities for the Senate Farm Bill, and that will take place at Heritage Place. While I was in Washington, D.C., we were also talking about the Farm Bill there, and I had the opportunity to talk with American Farm Bureau's Vice President of Public Policy, Sam Kiefer, about the 2024 Farm Bill from the perspective of AFBF.
Absolutely, positively, we need a Farm Bill. It's a year overdue, and if you think about the last time Congress passed the Farm Bill, it was 2018. A lot's changed since then. We've experienced a global pandemic. We've experienced nearly record inflation. We are seeing significant global turmoil, political strife internationally on multiple fronts. And we're seeing international channels for shipment of goods, including agricultural products, being blocked or at least rerouted. The world is different than it was in 2018, and we need a farm bill that reflects modern times. It's going to be difficult. It always is. The founders of this country made it specifically difficult to pass legislation, but we need a farm bill. We need a farm bill in 2024.
Regarding some of the biggest issues being faced by the ag industry today, Kiefer said agricultural labor is, of course, at the top of the page.
Agricultural labor is the single most limiting factor in American agriculture today. It has been for the last 20 years, and we need Congress to come together in a bipartisan way, in a serious way, to address the issue. And agricultural labor has been the issue that has been not addressed for far too long. I think it's important to note that Chairman Thompson, House Ag Committee, has put together a working group among a bipartisan working group among the members of his committee, equally split 50-50 Republicans and Democrats. That working group took a good long time looking at the issues, looking for ways where they can make a difference in a positive way to govern. And their recommendations came out, again, in a bipartisan manner. Most of the issues are beyond the scope of jurisdiction of the Agriculture Committee, but we need members of other committees, specifically Judiciary Committee in both chambers, to take up the good work that the House Ag Committee has done at the direction of Chairman Thompson and Ranking Member Scott, to pick up the mantle of bipartisanship to try to get good things done for agriculture in a bipartisan way.
To hear my complete conversation with AFBF Sam Kiefer, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.